Hi, this is Melody Fletcher, author of DeliberateReceiving.com. This is a free audio recording. If you like it and you'd like to pass it on, go ahead, as long as no changes are made and no money is charged for it. For more free articles and recordings and to download a free ebook explaining how the law of attraction really works, please visit www.DeliberateReceiving.com. Action versus inspired action. The law of attraction teaches us that if we focus on something enough, if we give it enough energy to bring it into the physical and then line up with that vibration, we can receive whatever it is we want. Sometimes the universe will just drop whatever it is we're looking for right in our lap. A family member will just give you their car, for example. Sometimes we're inspired to take some kind of action, like walking into a store we've never been into and never even noticed, where we just happen to meet the love of our lives. And sometimes we just have to wait patiently for the universe to do its job. So how do we know when to take action? And what does inspired action feel like anyway? There's a huge difference between taking action in order to make something happen and taking inspired action, which is moving with the energy in motion. The key is to recognize when you're trying to make things happen instead of allowing the manifestations to appear. When you take inspired action, you get an impulse and idea to do something, which usually comes to you naturally, easily, and often at an unexpected moment. The action steps just make sense. You don't have to justify them. They just feel right. You feel energized by the action. It doesn't seem like work. You're enjoying the process. You make a lot of progress very quickly and with little effort. You get a lot of bang for your buck. You're allowing things to happen naturally. Your action is just one piece of the puzzle. You're allowing the universe to orchestrate events. You don't have to control everything. When you take uninspired action, you spend a lot of time trying to figure out what actions to take. You make lists and research all the options to justify which ones are best. You feel frustrated and overwhelmed. There's just so much to do. You feel tired and depleted. It really feels like work. You don't want to do it, but you feel that you have to. You're continuously stopped by roadblocks. Things just don't seem to be moving ahead. Something's always getting in the way. You feel like you have to do it all. You have to make it happen. Bottom line, inspired action feels good. It feels like playing. You're enjoying yourself. You're leveraging universal energy, so you get a lot more done in much less time. Things just line up for you. It's easy, almost effortless. Action taken from a place of impatience, from a place of fear, it won't happen fast enough, there's something I should be doing, is frustrating. It's like trying to push a heavy boulder up a large hill. It's no fun. You make little progress, and it's really hard. The universe has the power to line up all the perfect components in order to easily bring you what you desire. You may be one of those components, hence the inspired action, but you don't have to control the whole process. You don't have the resources, the knowledge, or the tools that the universe has. Why would you try to do its job? Let's say that you order a new designer dress or suit. Do you then go out and buy a book on how to sew, some fabric, and a sewing machine, and try to make your own designer clothes? Or do you let the people who've been doing this for over 100 years and have a whole factory dedicated to doing nothing else take care of it? If you're frustrated and feel like you're spinning your wheels, you're trying to do the universe's job. Stop it. Take a step back. Relax. Remember that it's not your job to make it all happen, and focus on what it is that you truly want. Remember that life is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to feel good. Manifesting your reality shouldn't be a struggle. Just line up with the energy and allow it to happen. If the universe needs you to do something, it'll let you know. If you liked this article and would like to pass it on, no problem. As long as no changes are made to the recording and it continues to be absolutely free. For more free articles and recordings and to download a free ebook explaining how the law of attraction really works, please visit www.deliberatereceiving.com. Thanks for listening.